This is the Feminem Podcast, the official podcast of Feminem, discussing all things femme, a little bit of EM, and everything in between. I'm Jenny Beck Esme, editor-in-chief of Feminem. Next up on the Fix 18 content is a talk by Dr. Natalie May, or as she'll probably say, a rant by Dr. Natalie May called So Unsexy. Dr. May is an emergency medicine specialist and pre-hospital and retrieval specialist working at St. George Hospital in Sound Sydney, Australia, and for Sydney HEMS. She is passionate about critical care, gender, and LGBT equity and medical education, and she is a member of the St. Emlyn's blog leadership team. You see her all over Twitter and the foam landscape of emergency medicine. Buckle up for this talk, because it is definitely more of a rant. So Unsexy with Dr. Natalie May.
Thank you. So this section of the program is called Talk, but this is more of a rant. So thank you for indulging me. I'm going to tell you about a relationship that I started in 2012, and that was a relationship with Twitter. And in the beginning, it felt like any new relationship. It was diving into the unknown with all that promise of things to come, things that could be so good. We could be so good together. And it didn't take me long to fall head over heels in love with the Twitter medical community. It gave me some really positive things. It made me feel good about myself. It helped me to be a better person and a better doctor. And like many relationships, it wasn't long before I started to see that there were some cracks. But I thought we could overcome them together. I thought everything was great. So when I had an opinion that had been burning within me for some time, I thought, you know what? This is the place that I can share that opinion. And that was my first mistake. Because I thought that these people, because they are people, most of them, that I loved would agree with me and they would understand where I was coming from. And my second mistake was naivety, because if you tell medical professionals that they're doing something, probably subconsciously, that you think is wrong, they don't take that very well. So this is what was burning inside me, and this is exactly what I shared on Twitter. Public service announcement. I strongly dislike anything in clinical medicine being referred to as sexy. Please make it stop. And I'm going to explain to you now the four reasons why I think the word sexy is a problem for us. The first is literally the definition of the word. The word sexy carries all this imagery around sexual arousal that I am really uncomfortable having associated with my workplace. And if you Google sexy definition, this is what you find, and this is the example that it comes up with. With all these synonyms about arousal, it just doesn't work for me. And yes, there is a secondary, informal definition that means that things are exciting or appealing, but we're talking about our workplace where we're professionals. It's not an informal place. My second issue is around the sexualization of women in our workplace, and that's particularly true for our nursing colleagues. And this is something we've alluded to yesterday, but I just want to do a little survey. If you are a clinician who identifies as female, could you raise your hand for me? And I'd like you to keep your hand up if you have never been mistaken for a nurse. Okay, this problem is much, much worse for our nursing colleagues than it is for us as doctors. But if we are mistaken for nurses, then it's our problem too. And even if we aren't, we have a duty as she for she's to stand alongside our female colleagues in nursing against the sexualization of their profession. And if you want to know how bad it is, there was a survey in the UK in 2006 of men asking about their sexual fantasy jobs. And guess what was top of the list? Nursing, with 54% of men saying that sexy nurse was their top ideal attractive job. And this has real implications for the way that women, but particularly nurses, are treated in the workplace and the expectations around them. And it doesn't sit well with me. There's a fantastic blog called The Truth About Nursing that really calls this out, and I would encourage you to support them in the things that they're saying. But sex is a compliment, right? Well, I'm sure many of you have heard the word sexy used in ways that makes me very uncomfortable. And there are people here who I know are much better equipped to speak about this than I am. But I took a very quick tour around the literature, and this is what I found. A study in Turkey in 2007 found 37.1% of nurses had experienced sexual harassment at work, and the majority of perpetrators were physicians. A study from Canada in 1993 found more than 75% of female doctors had experienced sexual harassment from patients, and that was worst in those working in community settings or in the emergency department. And in the Netherlands in 2008, around 25% of medical students had experienced unwanted sexual attention from their colleagues, from patients, or from their supervisors. So I think for many of us, sexy isn't a compliment. Sexy's a threat. And finally, there's a real issue with the way that we tend to use the word sexy when we use it in clinical medicine, because we use it to describe some of the most adrenaline-fueled procedures that we perform. And I can't find the words to tell you how sinister it is to me that we choose to describe the most invasive procedures we do on our most vulnerable patients as sexy, when there are so many other words. So many other words. Why do we reduce what we do to one of our species' most basic instincts, when it's just not as simple as that? And I challenge you to think about how patients and their families might feel if they heard us talking about those procedures as sexy. But Twitter is not the place for nuance, it turns out. And I've just taken around about 400 words to explain to you what I tried to capture in 19. So I'd also like to tell you what happened when I shared that tweet. Well, firstly, many of my women colleagues on Twitter just straight up agreed with me, and thank you, sisters, for that. I really appreciate it. Four men told me I was wrong because they're sexy. And this young woman tells you everything I have to say about that. There were some men who seemed to want to know more. What is the issue? Someone tweeted me. What wrong with sexy? That's his typo, not mine. Not politically correct enough? And so I thought, well, okay, if you want to engage. So I tried to explain some more. But weirdly, that's where the discourse seemed to end. So I wonder how rhetorical those questions really were. There are good people in the social media community, and some of them were really open. I will admit, I probably overlooked this one. Thanks for the continued education. After thinking about it, there really are a lot of things in clinical medicine that, if preceded by the word sexy, would seem very weird. Yes, I agree. And then there were the people who just straight up disagreed with me. Clamshell thoracotomy with life saved cannot be described any other way. Sorry. And I always find when I want to be really sincere with an apology that an exclamation mark is the way to go. But the best thing about this was that I found some allies. There were people who engaged, men who engaged the other men in this conversation to call them out for the things that they thought. If someone thinks a thoracotomy is sexy, they're doing both things wrong. And I'm really proud to say that the person who tweeted that is my husband. We do some horrible things to patients. These should always be for their benefit, not our self-aggrandizement. Referring to procedures, disciplines, centers, and the like as sexy is poor. We are better looking for other descriptors. And you know what my third mistake was? I was really surprised at this diversity of responses, but I shouldn't have been, because Twitter is a microcosm of the world we live in, and this is exactly what happens when a woman has any kind of opinion. We face all the same issues in the Twitter world as we do outside it, and we're expected to have opinions that are calm and controlled and unambiguous and unemotional at all times. And I'll leave you to reflect on just how balanced that expectation is. But I feel like when it comes to the word sexy, I'm probably preaching to the converted, and you guys are all here with me. But I just want to wrap it up by thinking about some other things around this issue. So in terms of my relationship with Twitter, well, it's a little bit different now. I'm not in love with Twitter anymore, but I see that it has a role. I just think about it a little bit differently. It's like that ex that I only make contact with when I really have to. Most importantly, I've learned that we can't assume that people are ready to hear our opinions when they're not the same as the opinions that they've been holding for a long time. And that's particularly around gender-specific issues, but a lot of the things that we've been talking about here over the last day and a half. And we need to try to trigger curiosity. It's really hard, but actually the best way for us to make progress is to be polite and quiet and respectful in engaging people. Because we can change people's hearts and minds that way, as we showed with the kind of middle chunk of those responses. And, you know, maybe sexy is just a word. But there are lots of words. We're really blessed with a rich language. And we know that words matter. And words have impact. And the words we use carry responsibility with them. So, here endeth my rant, with the hope that for the word sexy in clinical medicine, time's up. Thank you.